When the Beatles were breaking up back in 1970, Paul McCartney came out with an album that, among other things, established him as a singer in his own right. And not just a singer, but a spectacularly versatile musician. The whole album was him. He played every instrument. He titled it simply McCartney. 10 years later, 1980, he followed up with McCartney 2, again a kind of DIY solo album. Again, as his band was breaking up, this time the band was Wings. Well, fast forward 40 years. Paul McCartney has been busy during quarantine. The result? McCartney 3. From his studio on the south coast of England, he told me how it came about.
I was very lucky to be able to come to my studio and make some music, which took the edge off the whole quarantine thing. And so I would write a song, then I'd come in and record it, or I'd say, wait a minute, what about that song I started last year but never got around to finishing?
Well, I can find my way, I know my left from right, because we never close, I'm open day and night.
So there was no worry attached. If you're making an album, you know, what you might call a proper album, you're concentrating on making sure that it's right. And this project, I wasn't concentrating. I was just, sounded good, right, on to the next thing. So it's got a very loose feel to it.
I'm realizing this is your version. The rest of us have been home during quarantine, cleaning out our closets, cleaning out the garage. You're cleaning out all these scraps of songs you've had percolating, and here you are.
Well, that's exactly it, yeah. Now, my wife would like it if I would clean out the closets.
She would like an actual closet that, cleaned, please.
She's good at that, like, you know, and I'm not. I'm just short of a hoarder. But I've got an excuse, because what happens is, you know, we'll be going to throw an old book away. And I'll say, just let me check through it. And there on the third page, there will be the original lyrics I scribbled down to one of my songs. So I say, this is why I don't throw things away. So that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, there's some museum that would love that. How does it work when you're playing every instrument on the album? You obviously can't play them at once. So you record yourself playing one, and then you replay that track and layer as you record the next?
Yeah, so I normally will do the guitar and maybe sing it. So I've got the body of the song.
Right.
And then I might put on a bit of bass to fill it out a bit, and then put some drums on. And as you go along, you make a judgment, is this enough or should I put a little bit more on? It's a fun process that I enjoy doing, so it keeps me off the streets.
Let's talk about love songs. My favorite Beatles songs are the ones about love, about falling in love, about being in love. I went back and tried to make a list of them all, and there's a lot of them. All You Need Is Love and Can't Buy Me Love and All My Loving. I suppose what struck me is here you are half a century later, and I thought the best songs on this new album are still the ones that are about love.
The deep, deep pain I'm feeling, the deep, deep pain.
Which made me wonder, are you still trying to figure it out, or is it just that in the end love is, it's the thing worth writing about?
Yeah, I think what you said last there, I think is the truth. I've sometimes tried to write protest songs if something's happening in the news that is so ridiculous it needs there to be a song about it, but I don't think I'm very good at that. And I think I'm generally trying to be optimistic and helpful like a Beatles song of mine, Blackbird. I'm trying to say, take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
That's much more my bag. But I am still trying to figure it out. Isn't everyone? Have you
Absolutely.
Got it down?
How much time have you got? May I ask something quite personal? You mentioned your wife, and I have read that you've been married since 2011 to your wife, Nancy. I've read it's a very happy marriage, which is lovely. And so it is with respect that I ask, do you still sometimes sing to Linda, who you were married to for 29 years until she died?
No, not no. really. No, I mean, you know, I'd get in trouble. If my wife ever found out I was singing to Linda. No, I see what you mean. But no matter how understanding she is, and she is amazingly understanding, she's still my wife, you know, and that is a factor. But as for singing to Linda, no, I sing to Nancy or to myself. Now, the other thing is I don't always have someone in mind. I'm just writing to, I don't know, you know, just imagining anybody in love.
So I will say my maybe favorite love song of yours is Maybe I'm Amazed, which came out in 1970 when you were married to Linda.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
It's just so beautiful. And I wonder, when you sing it now, when you hear that now, are you able to think this is about everybody? This is for all of us.
Yeah, I think so. As you say, it was for Linda. But as time goes on and people say they like it, I always like to give up ownership and say, great, well, I hope this fits with your life. And, you know, it is very nice when people say, oh, we use this song in our wedding. That's a huge compliment. Once you've written them, once you've released them, they're like birds. They fly away and you have no control over them. And I'm happy for them to land in other people's lives.
Well, this was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was lovely.
That is Paul McCartney talking with us about all kinds of things, including his latest album, McCartney 3.